Praise God. Okay, we're on. All right, today I wanted to talk about Luke chapter 9, 1 to 6. And this is when Jesus sends out the 12 in all his authority to cast out demons, to heal the sick. So I'm just going to do a little bit of a reading here, just in the NIV version, so it's easy to understand. When Jesus had called out the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere. I just love that. I love that scripture. So essentially what it's saying is like Jesus gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure disease. He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. What did they do? They departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Then we get to 9:23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Part of the denying yourself is something really, really powerful in the Christian's walk. Anything from fasting of any kind. This could even be like, you know, your favorite television show. You know, that's a fast, okay? It may not be a food fast, but if, you know, we're all in different levels in this game, right? So if there's areas that the Holy Spirit's bringing to your mind, those are areas that you can fast. And then verse 44, let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. And then verse 50, this is when John forbade another man casting out devils because he wasn't in their company. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. So that's another really good tip is anybody who's not against you is for you, you know. Let's pray for those people if they're not in the kingdom. You know, I get the sense that, you know, they're just a short distance away from that. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. So that's another really good scripture, you know. The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. And I get a lot of sense nowadays that, you know, men and women all around the world, they get a sense that, you know, Jesus is this horrible human being who came to earth and imposed all these laws and he's not a God and all these things. That's, I mean, if you're even in relationships with people like this, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for God to move in their lives. I know we never have a perfect situation in our lives. We always have things, people, places that we have to deal with. So what I wanted to get at is like Jesus, when we're saved and we have the Holy Spirit in us, we have authority to cast out these devils and to cure disease. So, I mean, a lot of this is just stepping out in faith and just starting to practice these things. And I'm here to encourage you that you can do these things. This is something that I'm currently starting to do. I'm building relationships with, you know, poor people, people that are on the street. And it's a gradual process that I'm doing it the way I'm doing it. You know, first I'm going to bring them food. Then I'm going to visit them and just say hi and, you know, just let them know that I do care and love them. And, you know, of course, before I go to these areas, I'm praying before I go. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with me. I'm surrounding myself with warring angels. And I'm equipped with the Word of God. Another really cool tip is like I have these cards And it's actually from a program that I took. It's called the Be Transform program. It's a men's group that you can join. It's on Facebook. It's by Josh Butler, but I believe it's called Be Transform. What's it called? The Be Transform program. What's the name of it? I think I have it here somewhere. Oh, Renew Life Coach Men. Yeah, Be Transformed Breakthrough Call. So I took this course, and I mean, it's not cheap. It's from the States. It's not cheap. I think it was like $3,500 bucks. But coach, Josh, he coaches you for like 6 months. And if you're struggling with like negative thought processes, this is a really, really good program for that. He teaches you basically a 5-step program that you start every morning. And, you know, based on that, you get really good results. And it includes exercise too. So if any of you are interested in that, please add me on Facebook. And then I can send you a link to him, because this is a great program. It's all men, and it's men from all over the world struggling with the same thing as you are. So, I mean, I've struggled with it too. Praise God. I'm kind of in a different area now. And like, my focus is like deliverance right now, and just being there for the poor, being there, being available to God, because I've been one of those people who, you know, I never left the house. I never went and did anything. So I'm now acting out my faith. I'm acting out my faith by being available to God. I want to be used by God, but you know, at a certain point you gotta get out of the boat, right? Jesus told him, get out of the boat. So I'm here to encourage you that you can do these things as well. You may be afraid. That's okay. You can go and do it afraid. Do it when you're afraid. You'll see that the Lord and your, like, God sees every single thing, every intention, every thought, every deed. He knows it all. No other God can do that. He's unique in that sense. So we can go out there. We can cast out these devils. We can cure disease. And, you know, if you don't know how to do these things, there's lots of people on YouTube that do it all the time. You know, you can watch the videos and get tips. There's also lots of organizations that are available. I'm currently looking at like a different church right now that is more involved with like street ministry and just helping those people out. As I believe, you know, a lot of times it's not this like, I mean, it's up to your faith, but like a quick transformation can happen according to your faith. But like, if you're just beginning this walk, yeah, you're going to it's a learning process, right? We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that don't work, and we're going to do things that do work. And it's through this process of elimination that we find out what works and what doesn't. So I want to encourage you that you can go out there and do these things. And like, a really good resource if you want to get involved in like deliverance. And I believe every Christian should be doing this. I'm not just saying this for myself because I have an interest in it. I'm saying that, you know, people are affected by these spirits everywhere. So we need to know how to bind them, cage them, cast them out. So there's a book that just came out. It's called Armed and Dangerous. It's by Henry Schaeffer Sr. This man, if you go on his YouTube channel, he does deliverance right on YouTube. And I've participated in the deliverance, and it works. The first time I did it, I felt like 1,000 pounds lighter. It's unique in the sense, what he does is there's two people. So there's him talking, and then there's another man talking. And that the second guy basically represents you, the person who needs to be delivered. And what he does, he's like, okay, so whatever he says, you say. So it's really interesting. A lot of it's like, you know, mind control spirit. I come out of agreement with you. I command you to get out of this body. And I command you to go to the pit. go to the pit. So it's like, it's stuff like that. It's really cool. It's really exciting. It does work. I mean, there's something about the Holy Spirit and its power that, you know, even in the airways, it preserves that power through the airways. I don't know how that works, but it's incredibly powerful if you practice that. So that's something that I'm kind of like really getting into, but his YouTube channel is called Pastor Henry Schaefer. Pastor Henry Schaefer. You can go on YouTube. He's got tons of episodes. I can't remember the one that I was doing, but it was like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you're going to need some time to put aside, but I'd really highly recommend that. You know, I do believe that Christians can be influenced by demons. Absolutely. I know I have, and I'm a spirit-filled Christian. So don't ever think that you're not being influenced by these things, right? They're affecting you. So I just want to do some prayer right now. Let's do some spiritual warfare here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Just thank you for your son, Jesus, and what he did on the cross. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful son. He came and lived a perfect life to not only crush the enemy, but to send him back to the pits of hell where he belongs. And you put him in his place. Not only that, you put the rulers and the religious rulers of those times in their place. And Father, I believe that you're doing this again in these days. That these rich men of this world, these high and lofty men who think they're untouchable, they're not untouchable. We're coming for them. And if any of you know anything about God, he uses the, you know, he uses the lowly people who nobody even considers. So if you think, oh, God can't use, trust me, he can use you. God can't use a prideful man. I mean, he can use him for other things like judgment and stuff. But, you know, if you want to be used by God and you have a lot of pride in your heart, that's something we need to pray for. Okay, we need to break that. We need to break that off your life. We need to be humble. Humbly come before the throne. Humbly come to the Father and realize we can't do this on our own. If we're doing this by our own, like, will and power, there's nothing good's going to come out of it. We need to put ourselves back under the grace of God and realize that this is the will of Jesus Christ. This is his kingdom. And whatever he wants for his kingdom will be done. So we just need to learn how to follow the Holy Spirit and his promptings for our life. So Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you for putting on the full armor of God for us. And I thank you for the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace. And we thank you for these weapons of warfare that are mighty, they're powerful, and they can break down the enemy forces. They can break down their plans to destroy us and defeat us. And Father, we just thank you for keeping us on fire from you. Keep us on fire for you, Lord. And we thank you that you're moving mightily on our behalf. That you're moving behind the scenes, that when we're praying in tongues, we are praying the perfect prayer. We are praying the will of God in our lives to move these demonic forces out of our lives. The more you pray in tongues, the more the devil flees. If you can in yourself, this is a challenge, okay? If you can do it an hour a day, consistently, pray in tongues. I know it's a big thing. If you can do it for an hour, you will see a drastic change in your life. You will feel the Holy Spirit. You will be electrically charged by the Holy Spirit. He will give you power to go out there and do these things. And not only that, he'll give you strength to overcome the battles in your life, whatever you're facing, like, whatever it is, you know. No matter what it is, it's not too big for God. This is a small thing, but, you know, bringing ourselves humbly to the throne and giving the Lord Jesus the battle. But, you know, it's not just about giving Jesus the battle. It's about going out there and taking back land for the Lord. And there's a really powerful thing you can do. I'm practicing it as well, is prayer walking. You're taking back communities for Jesus. And as you do this, you will start seeing God more powerfully move in your community. Just start with a block, man. Just start taking one block back for the Lord. And you know, what I like to do is I'll make a circle and I'll lock it in. And like in my mind, I'm like, praise Jesus. I mean, you could just praise Jesus the whole time you're on that walk. And like, Lord, I bring this, I give this territory back to you in Jesus' name. And there's kind of some rules to it. If you want to know more, you can go on Omega Man Radio on Podbean or on his website. Go through the list. He's got over 10,000 episodes. But Henry Gruver, he does, I think there's like 6 episodes, and they're all like an hour long at least, about prayer walking and his experience with prayer walking. And he's got a book on his website. I don't remember the name of the book or the website. Something to do with prayer walking. Henry Gruver. You might be able to find it on Amazon. I don't know. But that's a powerful thing you can do. Like if you're not, maybe you're not ready to start go cast out demons and all these stuff, you can do that. Take back territory from the enemy. Because even if you're living in a small town or big city, you know, there's demonic forces in those areas. And we need to take it back for God. Okay, you may not think that, but they are. So, and then through this, you know, these witches, these warlocks, these Satanists, they get their power taken away from them. And in turn, I believe that it gives them an opportunity to get saved. And it may sound impossible, but trust me, it works and it does happen. So we need to have faith that God can do anything. He can move any mountain out of our lives. And that's part of this walk, is having faith to believe. Even when our minds have a hard time believing for it, it's like, yeah, you can do this, God, and you're going to do this. I pray and believe right now in Jesus' name that you're going to do it in a mighty way, right? You're praying and proclaiming God's gospel into your life. You know, Jesus gave them power and authority over all devils to cure disease. What did they do? They went out and they healed the sick and they cast out devils. And not only that, they fed the poor. They fed people who didn't have any money. I mean, they didn't have any money. I mean, we saw that. He fed the 5,000 people. And, like, they had bread and fish left over. That's incredible. It's a miracle. So in everything we do, we're giving praise to the Father, because that's going to open up doors for you to walk in the supernatural. And prayer and fasting, my friend, is the most powerful thing you can do. You're denying yourself. You're denying the very essence of life that you need to sustain your life. You need food to sustain yourself. So it's the ultimate powerhouse, fasting and prayer. So you can fast and pray in tongues every day for an hour a day. Oh man, watch out. Watch out. And like, this can be just one meal a day. You know, you can be like, okay, from now on, I'm not going to snack anymore, and I'm going to cut out breakfast, or I'm going to cut out lunch, or I'm going to cut out supper. That's a big one. That's a tough one. But there's people out there, you know, they're fasting for like, you know, 24 hours, 36 hours, 72 hours. And these people are doing it for fitness reasons. So there's no reason that we can't do this for the kingdom of God. And if you're hungry for God, if you want more of God, let's fast and pray more. This is going to be, I think, vital in the years to come. This is going to be part of our walk with Jesus, is to walk in faith and walk in power and to walk in that kind of a sense that we're going to do these things. You know, we're going to operate in the supernatural. We're going to see God touch the lives of others. You know, you may go out there. Let's just say you go out and you go preach the gospel to some people. You hand out some booklets. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you're like, oh, nobody heard me. Nobody, You don't know that. I've had times in my life where I was having a really horrible day and, you know, one person smiled at me, a complete stranger, and it actually made my day. It made me feel so good. So don't underestimate the power that Jesus has in your life, the power that he can move in your life and the small little things. And it's in those small little acts of faith that he can move the most powerful. You don't know what he's doing behind the scenes. You don't know how many times that person has heard the gospel in their life. You don't know that they've had the worst week in their life and this is the one good thing that's happened to them, right? You don't know that. Oh, so I just remember what I wanted to do. So I want to share something with you. It's called Martyrs. Martyrs. Why do I have a hard time with this? Martyrs. Martyrs for Christ International. So I want to share some stories. As I was up at Voice of the Martyrs. Okay. So I want to share a couple stories. This is what Christians are going through right now. I just want to give you some, where is it? Resources. I don't think this is it. Oh, they got a bunch of books too. That's really neat. But I was up at 2 a.m. and I just felt like going on this website and checking it out because the Lord's kind of put it on my mind. But I'm trying to find where they have the stories. Where is it? Yeah, anyways, it's talking about different people all over the world being persecuted for their faith. And these are even people in North Korea giving their lives, giving their lives for Jesus. Look at this. This is about, So listen to this. So this is February 1st, 2024 in Iran. Pastor faces 20-year sentence. 199 prayers in 16 nations have been posted for Pastor Avadian. Okay, so on September 18th, 2023, Pastor Anu Shavan Avadian, who is 61 years old with a wife and 2 children, was summoned by police to Evin prison to begin a 10-year prison sentence. Pastor Avadian was arrested on August 21st, 2020, when approximately 30 security agents raided his home while family and friends gathered to pray and worship. The group met in his home because the government closed the church several years earlier. Government agents confiscated Bibles and mobile phones, taking Pastor Avadian and 2 Christian converts to Tehran's notorious Evin prison. The converts were released 2 days later, but Pastor Avadian was held for 26 days and harshly interrogated. Pastor Avadian was tried on April 11, 2022, before an Iranian judge and sentenced to 10 years in prison for engaging in propaganda contrary to and disturbing to the holy religion of Islam. Avadian faces an additional 10 years of deprivation of social rights upon his release. Oh, man. I mean, that my heart goes out to this man. And let's start praying for these people. Let's start lifting these people up for prayer. You have no idea how blessed you are to live in this country. There's people dying for Christ right now. As we speak, they're being persecuted. They're locked up. And friends, this is coming. This is coming to North America. I don't know if you've noticed, but the borders have been wide open. And they're coming. Okay? And a lot of these people, they don't know Jesus. It's the rise of Islam. In Islam, they believe in their Quran that if you're an infidel, you deserve to die. They'll give you an opportunity, you know, to basically recant your belief in Jesus. And if you do, they'll let you go. Or I don't know what they do after that. But, you know, otherwise, they're going to hurt you. So this is what we're facing. This is what we're facing right now. And I don't think the church is ready. I don't think a lot of people are ready for persecution. I think we've been lukewarm for too long. And we need to pray for the fire of God to fall upon us, to give us boldness like lions. You know, lions, I don't know if you've ever watched on television, but lions, they go out and they destroy their prey. They attack it. And a lot of times, lions will be ganged up by, what are those other hyenas? Yeah. So hyenas will get in a pack. And what they do is they'll surround the lion in a circle. And I've seen a video like this. And it's kind of death by a thousand cuts. One will come in by the back and nip at him. Another one will nip at his leg. Another one will nip at his neck. Because there's so many coming in all directions. That's what the enemy is doing right now. He's surrounding you. And you're getting attacked death by a thousand cuts. But when you have the Holy Spirit fire on you, that enemy can't touch you. And you'll start operating in the supernatural. The same things that happen in Acts, that happen in Paul, that happen with Peter, and all those men, is going to happen with you. The supernatural tongues language is real. It's powerful. And it's something I truly believe we should walk. We should walk in. So Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So some of us, you know, we're walking in a prison cell. We think we're free and we're free. We're actually caged up by the enemy because he is put so many stumbling blocks in our life, we can't see in front of us anymore. We can't even do the things of God because we're so bound up. This is the church in North America, friends. I mean, the church in North America are people that basically they go to church on Sunday for an hour, and if it goes past an hour, they get upset because, oh, I'm going to miss my, you know, I'm going to miss my lunch. You know, maybe I'm not eating breakfast because I'm going out for lunch after, you know, after church. This is what I do. And they get upset because of that. Because he took too long. Oh, the pastor took too long when he's preaching his message. He needs to get over himself. I mean, there's people in North Korea right now. They have underground churches and they have to do it in the dead of night. So they're staying up all night praying and reading the word and studying the word. And then they get up and then they do their job and whatever, and they do it all over again. This is the kind of people that the Lord's looking for. This is not for the weak, weak-minded, but God's going to give you strength to walk in this stuff. So if God's giving you something in your heart right now, if I'm challenging you, that's great. That's what I'm trying to do. Because we got to pray for these people, man. If God has blessed us with a beautiful home and family, and we got extra spare time too, let's pray for these people. Let's bind and cage the enemy. Let's destroy his grip on these persecuted people. And you can go on this website, you can check it out. And it's incredible what's going on. I mean, there's people dying for Jesus every day, and we get this sense in our hearts of like, oh, I don't have to die for Jesus. He's already died for me. He did all the work for me. You know, you're saying you're greater than your master. You're not greater than your master. You're not. Be prepared. Be prepared to be persecuted. I'm not saying you're going to die for Jesus. You may not. Maybe, you know, maybe just like in Enoch's case, You know, Enoch never seen death. I mean, I think his is kind of a special case because, I mean, he walked with the Father, right? He heard his voice clearly. Oh, man. So there's this guy named Lee Jung Kai. Pastor Lee Jung Kai of the Wan Yang County Central House Church in Xinjiang, Henan Province, is currently serving a prison sentence of 5.5 years after protesting the government's attempt to remove the cross atop his church building in 2019. Mass removals of crosses from church buildings began in Henan Province in 2018, with police removing at least 4,000 crosses over the course of a year. Even the crosses of government-run churches were removed, and smaller churches were completely shut down. It is rare to see a cross in Henan Province these days. When authorities brought a crane to remove the cross from Pastor Lee Junkai's church on February 20, 2019, a group of Christian senior citizens, mostly women, met the plainclothes policemen and their crane. The Christians sang hymns and prayed while attempting to keep the authorities from taking the cross. Police beat and arrested the protesters before forcing the church gate open and removing the cross. Pastor Lee Junkai told the workers they should proceed according to the law, and then he opposed the removal of the crosses. He was arrested and accused of disrupting public service. The next day, religious affairs authorities removed signs from inside the church building and forced church members to fly China's national flag from the front of the church. Many churches are now required to do the same, along with hanging an image of President Xi Jinping in the sanctuary and installing security cameras facing the congregation. Oh my gosh. Pastor Lee Junkai was charged with embezzlement and obstructing government administration, sentenced to 5.5 years in prison, and given a fine of more than $7,000. The Wan Yang County Central House Church was a government-run three-self church until 2013, when it merged with a local house church each week. They served approximately 700 to 800 people. You know, this man is, he's in jail right now for preaching the gospel. This is coming, friends. This is coming. I just want you to be ready for it. I don't want you to fall away. I want you to have the courage to stand up against these authorities. But not only that, to be walking in the Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can move through you. And, you know, maybe being imprisoned is not the Lord's will for you. Maybe it's building a sanctuary for the people of God in the tribulation. Like, we are on the verge of tribulation right now. I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you go to YouTube channel, it's called... I'm getting my words mixed up today. It's just one of those days. Dalton Travis Gray. Dalton Travis Gray. You go to his YouTube. He's released a bunch of dreams. I believe 100% this man is a prophet. I've felt the Holy Spirit on me when I was listening to him many times. And some of the warnings, I mean, they're not pretty. They're not uplifting. I think what they are is they're the reality we're walking into. I mean, we need to understand something is this tribulation time is Satan's little season. Like, he's going to have full control over the earth. God's going to give him full reign over the earth. God's going to pour out his wrath. Don't get me wrong. And we will be protected from it if we are children of the Most High God and we're doing God's will. But don't kid yourself. This rapture is not coming to save you. Okay? You're going through this. So prepare yourself. Start preparing now. Think about these people that are in jail. Think about all these men and women that have been locked up for Jesus. That's going to cause you to get on your knees more. That's going to cause you to read the word more. That's going to cause you to seek the Lord's face, and it's about a relationship. It's about building that perfect relationship with the Father in Jesus' name, hearing his voice, to literally hearing his voice, so that when he tells you, get out of the house now, leave now, you'll hear him. This is how things are going to be for us. I have the feeling we're going to be running all over the place. That's just kind of how things are. Some of us will have access to, you know, we'll have access to sanctuaries. And like all over the U.S. and I think parts of Canada too, people are starting to build these sanctuaries for the tribulation that's coming. And there are going to be places that will be protected from God. Well, be protected with God will protect. So I just want you all to be prepared. I don't want to give you a false sense of security. I believe in the rapture. But, I mean, it clearly says at the last trump, you know, at the last trumpet. There's more to it, too. I mean, I'm probably going to have to address this eventually, but I'm not going to address it today. But I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, trust me, it could be 10 times worse. Like this man's been in jail for 1,814 days. And he's probably hasn't been treated very well. But, you know, when we're in this prison, you know, we can be speaking in tongues. We can be doing spiritual warfare. I mean, I have a guy on my YouTube, or no, sorry, on my Facebook, Extraordinary Solitude. This guy, straight up convict, federal prison, like hardcore prison. He got saved. And not only that, Jesus started using him in the prison to save people. He prayed in tongues a lot. He read his Bible a lot. And he saw the power of God in that. So if you're put in this situation, you can pray in tongues. You know, you can read your Bible more. We don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know what's around the corner for us. You know, tomorrow we could be locked up for something that we have nothing to do with. This is just the times we're living in. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for anything like that. And anything you go through, you know, the Lord's not going to give you more than you can handle. You know, there's a scripture. I have it too. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Amen? And remember, Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by your might. It's not by your, you know, mental reasoning. It's by the spirit of God. And the Spirit of God flows through us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cancel all curses, verses, spells, and incantations placed against me and my friends right now in Jesus' name. And I pray Holy Spirit fire around them right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you open, that you part like the Red Sea, the demonic realm that is over our heads that we cannot see. But Lord, it's in the spiritual realm. We ask that you part it like the Red Sea so that our angels can come up and down as need be. And Father, I ask for forewarning angels right now in Jesus' name to help me battle. And I also ask for a platoon of angels on standby in Jesus' name, if need be. And Father, I just give you praise. I give you praise because you are mighty. I pray for your will over my life and not my own. I do not do this by my own power or by my own will. I do it for your will. It's your will. Your will has become my will. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we cancel all curses, verses, spells, and incantations in the name of Jesus, and we bind any demonic forces that have come against me or my friends. We bind them, we cage them now in Jesus' name, and we command them to flee in Jesus' name, and we pray for Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit fire on Jesus' name on their heads. And Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you make a spectacle of them. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for confusion in the camp of the enemy right now, Lord. We pray for confusion, and we erase all our names. Any of our names that are written in blood, that are written in spells, that are written in demonic contracts, for hits, or whatever, We erase it now by the blood of Jesus. It's being erased now in Jesus' name. You are a child of the Most High God. You are an heir to the throne. You are a child of God. Take your stand in the kingdom against these demonic forces, because friends, they're not going to stop attacking you. They're not going to stop attacking you. So you might as well attack them back. Father, in Jesus' name, we bind them. We bind them and cage them. All their plans, we confuse them. And we command them to attack each other. We ask, Father, that you get them to attack each other, because there's a hierarchy and they are constantly struggling with each other to reach the top of the mountain, to get more power. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we just ask that you cause these witches and warlocks to attack each other and to completely forget their assignments. And I pray in Jesus' name that their assignments be erased in Jesus' name, that you erase their assignments, that you put mass confusion in their minds and frustration. And I pray for the fear of God on their heads in Jesus' name. I pray for the Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit fire in Jesus' name. And I just pray, Lord, you make a spectacle out of them, that their neighbors, their friends, their family, they will know all their secret works. I pray that all their secret works come up and out of secret for the whole world to see. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that these demonic forces that are in our government in Canada, I pray, Lord, that you expose them in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you raise up men and women on fire for you, Lord, completely on fire for you, a complete blazing inferno for you, Lord, in the parliament to fight these bills that are taking away our rights. They're taking away our money. They're taxing us to death. You know, the carbon tax is farce, absolute complete farce. It's been proven to be false and just complete garbage. But the people have been so dumbed down in society that, you know, we only use our logical reasoning. We need to use our spirit. We need to walk in faith. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I have the faith, Lord, that you're removing these people. If it's part of your will, Father, we ask that you remove these people from Parliament and raise up men and women on fire for you. Men and women who hold your Bible. They hold your Bible. They read your Bible. They hold it up high. It's a very loving part of their life. We pray that you move powerfully in their lives. Pray for the fear of God over their lives in Jesus' name. We just pray, Lord, that you bring judgment upon their heads in Jesus' name. And Father, in Jesus' name, we just cancel all demonic attacks from the enemy this week. Any attacks on me or my friends, we erase them now in Jesus' name. We bind any demon that is just waiting in the shadows to attack us. We bind and cage him now in Jesus' name. And we command him to go to the pit. I have authority over you in Jesus' name. I command you to go to the pit. You're bound and caged. You go to the pit in Jesus' name. And I pray, Holy Spirit, fire on your heads in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Jesus has given us authority. He has given us power. He has given us victory in our fight. And all we have to do is this. This is all we have to do, friends. You can do this in your house. You can do this in your car. You can do this on your way to work. You can bind the demonic forces that are attacking you and say, you know, you foul, wicked spirit, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, I cage you, and I command you to halt. I command you to halt anything you're doing. And I command you to go to the pit in Jesus' name, to be judged before your time, to be sealed shut, to be sealed shut behind you, that you can no more come on the earth. You can do these things, friends. You can do it. Have no fear. Take your stand today. Bind these forces. Take back the land for Jesus. This is what he's doing in the land right now. He's raising up lions and lionesses who are going to battle these demonic forces. And it doesn't matter if we're locked up. It doesn't matter if, you know, we lose loved ones, which is awful. It's an awful thing. It doesn't matter, because we can still fight. And this is what these things are. This is what they do. They attack our families. They attack our friends. They go into those people who don't have protection and covering. We need to surround these people with love and protection. You know, pray for all your family members. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all family members of every person who listens to this. We pray for all the family members that they are related to, attached to through marriage or out of wedlock even. We just pray for protection over them, Father. We pray for Holy Spirit fire around them in Jesus' name. We pray that you guide them to your Holy Spirit. We pray that you guide them to the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit is upon them, that He will move them and cause them to walk in holiness. And Father, we just ask that you just light us on fire, Lord, and keep us in your will. Help us to do your will. Help us to walk in your presence and to do things that are out of our nature. Help us to walk in the Spirit. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith, Father. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we rebuke the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. I bind and cage you, you spirit of fear. I bind and cage you, and I command you to get out now in Jesus' name. Be bound and caged and go to the pit. Go to the pit. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire on your head in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire on your head in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory we've been given right now. Thank you for the victory in our lives that we have right now. Thank you for everywhere we go that the demons will flee because they notice us. Thank you, Father, for our ability to bind and cage any difficult person that we have in our lives, Lord. We're going to bind the strong man in them. And then we can preach the gospel to them. That's how it works, friends. What you do is you bind the strong man in them. And you can even say it out loud. They won't know what you're talking about. I even did it the other day. It's like, I bind the strong man in you. And he's like, what? And then I started preaching the gospel to him. So when you bind the strong man, you're binding the strongest demon in that person. And now you're able to preach the gospel to them because he's bound and caged. He can't move. This is all part of binding and loosing, right? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the will of God in our lives. We thank you for your power, your awesomeness. And thank you for giving us the free gift of eternal life, the grace of God. It's just, Lord, you're incredible. You're awesome. And we thank you that you're everything in our lives, that you are the head and not the tail. You know, you are Jehovah Jireh. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You know, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We just thank you, Father, for your protection over us through this next week, through this week we're going into, that we're in right now. And we just thank you, Father, for all the resources that you're going to put on our laps. Lord, you're going to give us resources. You're going to give us books. You're going to give us information that you want us to consume to prepare us for the tribulation that's on our doorstep. That, Lord, we don't know. Some of us, we don't have a plan. I mean, I don't have a plan. My plan is to preach the gospel, to save the lost, to feed the poor. That's my plan. He hasn't given me anything else, but I know he will. And I believe that if we're faithful in these things, if we're faithful in the beginning of this tribulation with these things, that he will protect us through these times. He will deliver us out of our shackles. He will deliver us out of these jails and prisons. And just like, you know, just like in Acts, they... You know, the angel of the Lord appeared and their shackles fell off their hands. The same thing is going to happen for us, but even greater things. So let's get ready. Let's get prepared. Let's get excited. I'm excited for this time. Sounds crazy, but I am. I'm excited for this time because this life has been so hard and it's been very difficult. But I find that the more I give the Lord, the easier it is. I don't feel that same weight. It's not as heavy because the Lord's lifting you up. He's carrying that weight for you. And when you do the things of God, you don't look at the world anymore. You know, for years and years, I used to think in my head, oh, what's the devil doing today? What's the devil doing? I was tuned in to the frequency of Satan because I was more concerned of what Satan was doing than what God was doing. So if that's you right now, I bind that spirit right now. I bind and cage that spirit, and I command it to go now in Jesus' name. You go now to the pit in Jesus' name. You go now to the pit in Jesus' name. God has given us authority over all you. I bind and cage you. I go command you to the pit in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Another thing I would like to talk about is, let's talk about aliens, okay? There's been a lot of talk about aliens and UFOs and how, I mean, the world thinks that they're going to come and be our saviors. I believe this is going to be part of the end times deception. I believe that at some point, these, I truly believe they're either fallen angels or demonic creatures in some kind of bodily form. I don't know. But these things are wicked, all right? All they want is to destroy you, okay? Let's just remember this. But when they start coming on the scene, the one thing that they're going to be most afraid of is spirit-filled Christians. I don't know how it's going to work, but they're going to make the world completely turn on spirit-filled Christians even more than they are now. And what we're going to do is we're going to bind and cage those things. And, well, I don't know about angels, but I mean, that's something that we need to seek out. But I believe that God's going to give us the authority and power to make their UFOs fall out of the sky. I'm actually praying that in my life right now, that God gives us the power to make these UFOs fall out of the sky so that people see who they truly are. I want people to see who they truly are. I want the powers of the devil to be exposed in this hour. We need to get radical for Jesus, friends. We need to get radical for Jesus. I'm not on here to make a platform to make all this money, okay? This platform is for people who are on fire for Jesus and want to know spiritual warfare. If you're here for, you know, trying to, I don't know, this is what it's for. It's about building a relationship for Jesus. It's about getting your feet dirty, your hands dirty, and getting in the fight. If you knew anything about me, even a year ago, you would know that I wasn't the kind of guy to even do this kind of stuff. Okay? God can give you strength to face whatever giant you're facing. He can give you that strength to do it. But it's about walking in the flesh. It's about walking in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. The more you walk in the Spirit, the more you feel the Holy Spirit in your daily life. The more you hear His voice, the more, you know, don't go down that road, maybe, you know, turn around. And sometimes this can protect us and help us. You know, maybe there's a really dangerous situation and you just turn down a really bad road, right? This is what we're going to be operating in the days of tribulation. And it even says that our families and friends are going to offer us up to the authorities, thinking that they're doing the will of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist. You know, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, this is going to change the game, friends. This is going to change the game. And even the elect can fall into this deception. So be ready. Be ready, because when he's on the scene, I mean, a lot of Christians right now, they're waiting for the rapture. And it's like, that's great and all that you believe that the rapture is going to come and protect you, but don't let it hinder your progress with Jesus. Just because a rapture may be coming to protect you, which I don't think it is, but for your case, I'll entertain the idea. You know, it puts you to sleep. It just gives you this false sense of security, like, oh, well, if I don't get in that rapture, then I'll get right with God. Then I'll be on my knees and I'll be, you know, you might not get that chance. So wake up now. Wake up now. Get on fire for God now. While there is time, while you have that freedom to do so, because times are coming, they're going to start censoring this stuff. They're going to start, you know, saying that the Bible is hate speech. It's already happening. Okay. What they have done in China is going to happen in Canada. We already see Justin Trudeau moving in those ways. He's moving to persecute the Christians, and he's going to use Islam to do it. And I've noticed in my walk that there's a lot of people who believe in Islam. But we can also save these people too. We can also preach the gospel to them as well. God can reach them. You know, even in our suffering, even in our beatings, whatever happens, we can still be used by God to proclaim His gospel. And I just don't want you to, don't lose hope, don't lose faith. Keep fighting. keep getting in that word, keep praying, especially on the days you don't want to. You should really pray more on those days. I know it's completely against what you want to do. And please try fasting and pray. Fasting and prayer is so powerful, friends. So powerful. So very, very powerful. But I think I'm going to end this broadcast right now. Thank you for listening. I'm praying for all of you. And I just want everybody to be on fire for Jesus. That's my heart. I'm just doing what I can for the gospel. I'm doing what I can for the kingdom. I'm just trying to be used by Jesus. This is how I'm being used by Jesus. You know, if the Lord wants you to start a YouTube channel, start a YouTube channel. If the Lord wants you to start a podcast, start a podcast. Why not? If I can do it, you can do it. But we all have something to give, right? You know, get involved in your church. Start, you know, maybe you could donate to an organization. There's so many of them out there. Feed the poor, whatever. I mean, you could make sandwiches for people and bring them, throw them a sandwich and, you know, maybe a hot cup of coffee. Yeah, I think they'd love that, right? So just these little things, they make such a huge difference to these people. And you're witnessing to them. Just by doing that, you're witnessing to these people who have been forgotten by society, who society looks down on, like, oh, go get a job. Like, a lot of these people have trauma that hasn't been healed properly. And this is why they use and abuse drugs. They need healing. They need healing. But part of that is you coming with compassion in your heart to them and saying, hey, I love you. I care about you. You know, if I was in that situation, that would probably make me feel pretty awesome, pretty good. So friends, let's go out there. Let's preach the gospel. Let's not be faint. Let's not be fearful. Let's walk in the presence and the love of Jesus. Let's do his will. Let's walk in his power. Let's walk in his love. Let's proclaim Jesus everywhere we go. You know, Jesus loves you. He has a purpose and plan for your life. You don't have to let the devil walk all over you. Things like that. And watch what happens. I love you very, very much, friends. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day.